common sense recap of the day's biggest stories. It's John Katsimatidis and Rita Cosby. Katz and Cosby on 77 WABC.
Mr. Idella, I heard you got Harvey Weinstein's overturned, the conviction.
Well, you know, you guys always sign off truth, justice, and the American way. And I know this sounds a little odd, and but I know the judge who sits next to you can understand this. This is not just a victory for Harvey Weinstein. I mean, of course it is. But it really is a victory for truth, justice, and the American way. Because Harvey Weinstein became the poster boy for the Me Too movement. And there was all this pressure on the judges and the prosecutor's office to make sure he went to jail at all costs. And basically what the Court of Appeals said today was that the trial judge threw the rule book out the window, threw laws that were going back to 1901, threw it out the window to make sure that there was a conviction. And in this great country, as we say, there's no one above the law. Well, there's no one below the law either. And they said, you know, Harvey Weinstein did not get a fair trial, and they're sending the case back down to the trial court, and he will be either retried or the district attorney's office has the option to dismiss the case.
Is the same thing happening to President Trump and throwing the rule books out?
Well, I'm sure Judge Merchan is going to look at this case because the same way you spoke about the Sandoval ruling the day before last that the judge handed down regarding if Donald Trump was going to testify, what could be brought out. One of the things that the judges here in the Court of Appeals threw out Harvey Weinstein's case was because if he was going to testify, they were going to allow so many prior bad acts in for him to be cross-examined against. So it will have some effect on him, but it'll have effects on literally every criminal defendant in the state of New York and throughout, because people look at New York as a leader as to what kind of uncharged crimes a jury should be able to hear.
Well, you know what's interesting, Arthur? One of the things, just in layman's terms, it's that the judge basically was found to be prejudicial against Harvey Weinstein by allowing all of this stuff, which I agree, this could have enormous repercussions, because in this case, Bragg wants to bring in E. Jean Carroll. He wants to bring in, I think it's really interesting.
He wants to bring in Arthur and Gorin's conclusions.
Everything. Yeah, and the civil case is everything.
Arthur,
yes, Judge.
It's absolutely.
See, you're always a basic judge, Arthur.
Yeah. What about women? What about women here?
We'll defer to you next, Rita. Arthur, it seems to me that if I'm Marshawn and I read this Court of Appeals decision and I see that he was trying to preclude the situation of putting in a defense by testifying on his own behalf, because he was telling him he should allow all this troubling stuff where the prejudicial value totally outweighs the probative value, they should never allow it. And if I'm Marshawn and I'm the trial judge, I got to rethink my earlier rulings. What do you say, Arthur?
So in other words, don't put Trump on the stand. In other words, if you put him on, you're going to put this on.
That's exactly what Andy McCarthy and I were discussing the other day. You're really precluding Trump from going on the stand and defending himself. What do you say, Arthur?
Yeah. I definitely think that that Judge Merchan will look at this decision. He'll have his team read it and say, okay, did our ruling from 2 days ago, 48 hours ago, does it jive with what with the Court of Appeals, the highest court, has said? And you know, he may need to rethink it. He may need to look at it again and change it, or he may say, okay, I feel comfortable. But you know, Rita, you made a little joke about women, but here's what for me personally means so much, because look, I obviously know Margot and I know John's daughter, and we have daughters and wives, and we always want to protect women and protect women's rights. But in this particular case, if you really break it down, it was women are the ones who led the charge to reverse this case. Judge Janet DeFiore, who was the former chief judge, she was the judge who gave us leave to go to the Court of Appeals. Judge Jenny Rivera, she wrote the decision.
Oops, we lost you there. Arthur, you still there?
These are all women. I'm here.
Okay, good. No, it dropped off for a second.
Did I lose you? Okay.
Yeah.
And these are all women who are like very ardent women's rights proponents their whole career. Judge DeFiore is the first Italian-American female judge to run the Court of Appeals. She's the one who said something's not right here. Jenny Rivera is a tremendous women's rights advocate, and she said, even though that's the fact and that's how I feel, everyone under the truth, justice, and American way headline deserves a fair trial, no matter who you are. And Harvey Weinstein didn't get one, and we're going to send the case back down, and they should all be complimented, those women.
By the way, I am glad that women, as you brought up with Judge, because obviously the allegations were very serious against Weinstein, and it came at the height of the Me Too movement. So as a woman, I am happy to hear that women played a role, at least. That, I think, is helpful, because there are some people who are saying this is a bad day for Me Too today.
And let's
You know what? It may be a little bit of a bad day for Me Too, and that may not be so bad because Me Too got a little out of control.
Well, Me Too is, forget about it. Let's go to Governor Patterson. You had a question.
Well, Arthur, at the least, regardless of how Judge Marchand responds to this, it gives President Trump an appealable issue that's already been resolved by a higher court.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. And there are other cases. I've already gotten a couple of other cases now that hinged on the Weinstein decision. And because he got the verdict that he did, they think that they're going to be exonerated. So, as I said, yes, of course, this is about Harvey Weinstein, but it really plays a role in our society as a whole. And it just shows us that despite the glare of the media spotlight, ultimately, justice can be done. I will tell you, John, Harvey's in his early 70s. When he said to me today, when he called me, he found out he was in a jail facility and someone just walked in and handed him a piece of paper. He didn't know what it was. And it was a copy. I think it was the Associated Press that just said Weinstein conviction reversed. That's how he found out. But he said, Arthur, I've been in jail for 4 years for something I know I didn't do. I told you that from the beginning. I didn't do it. Like, how do I get my, how do I get that time back in my life? And, honestly, you don't.
He got, I know Harvey Weinstein from like 20 years, and he got screwed. Okay. Did he do a couple of naughty things? Yes, but he did get screwed.
But in this case, Marchand, and what they want is conviction, because that's the political impact they really want.
No, and
what
you know, they really
after
want
that, they don't care.
They just want to tie him up in knots so you can't.
That's right.
You can't go out there and
campaign. He's stuck inside.
Election interference.
Arthur Idella, thank you for coming on. And some people are going to be tuning in on 970 AM The Answer to listen to you on your 6 o'clock show.
And Arthur, big decision. And I know you worked hard. So bravo to you as an attorney, Arthur.
All right. Rita, I understand.
Your family. Thank you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.